What it means is that currently for new claimants of Job Seekers Allowance and in future for everybody, probably from next year, that people who are receiving those benefits, rather than getting those benefits paid on a fortnightly or four-weekly basis as they currently do, they will get that alongside their housing benefit paid in one lump sum every month, and then it will be up to the person receiving that money to pay their rent, pay their bills, etc. So that's the first bit. The second bit is that the idea is to get people used to getting a monthly payment so that it will encourage them to look for work or to look for more work. So that's really in a nutshell what Universal Credit's about. But it's now, preparing people to move on to it that's going to be the issue.
What about, I think the first question that comes into my mind is, what about people who aren't very good at money management?
Okay, that's actually one of our challenges.
That's the scary thing, isn't it?
Absolutely one of our challenges. There is support offered by in communities, in partnership with people like the credit union, the local authority, Bradford Council, and the DWP themselves, to help people to think about how they will manage money. So at the moment, somebody might get £148 a fortnight JSA, and then suddenly they're going to get, with their rent, £750 in a monthly payment.
That is scary.
It is scary. And we're looking at ways, and we have been working with customers to say, this is how you might think about setting out a budget. So you need to think, you've got to pay this amount of rent.
And plan ahead.
Gas, electricity. Unfortunately, until it really hits, that's going to be quite a difficult message.
I can imagine that. For
to
people
send.
Who are used to, and also the separate payments that you get,
yeah.
It's like, I know personally I get tax credits, for example.
Yeah.
I work, but I get tax credits. And so I can budget on a month-to-month basis as to how I'm going to spend my money.
Absolutely.
It's just a bit scary to think that people are going to be handed these quite major sums on a monthly basis, and they might just go out and blow it. Mm.
Well, I mean, evidence is that people spend it on things that they need. But some of the examples that have come from some of the national rollout of Universal Credit is that people buy things cleverly. So they'll go buy a washing machine because it's useful, but they don't pay their rent on the basis that it's interest-free, not with your rent.
Yeah.
But the washing machine, you would never have the money to quite buy it.
Yeah.
And logically, that's a good decision because you then paying back small amounts each week, but of course you're then putting at risk your home. And we're saying to people, let's find better ways in which you can obtain that washing machine rather than using your rent money, and let's see if we can help you to do that.
Which brings me on to Andrew. I mean, Bradford Credit Union, as we talked off air, I am a member of the credit union. I absolutely 100% applaud it. I think it's a really, really useful, clever way of managing money.
Yeah.
Is this where you come in? Is this where you can advise?
Well, thank you for that. Yes, we can help in a way now where if these people get this money, this lump sum, we can have an account for them called a budget account or a Janjar account, however you want to call it. But basically, if the funds come into their account with us, we can assist the people by putting the money in the right place for them to pay it out.
Right.
Rather than, as you say, people get this lump sum.
And they think,
So we've progressed with this, certainly within communities and the council. We've worked very closely and other housing associations. So we've opened up an account now where if you open an account with us, when Universal Credit comes in, we'll have this budget account where you can put the funds out to the right places.
So almost like a direct debit or standing order type thing?
Yes, it is. And they'll have a sort code, they'll have an account number, and basically they'll be able to manage their account accordingly.
And I see that. From that to that, if you understand where I'm coming from, like Dave, the idea in my mind of handing somebody, I'm not saying whether it's eligible or not eligible, handing somebody that lump sum and saying, there you go, now go deal with it. Now, on the flip side of the coin, credit union can help you deal with it. And that, I think, is really, it's a really important message, because it does really, in my mind, I think it's so scary if people aren't used to that monthly management thing, how they're going to manage their money. So if the credit union can actually assist with that, and effectively they're allocating whatever they need to go to their utilities or the rent or whatever, and they can do it through the credit union, I think that's an excellent, excellent support system.
What I'd recommend, though, is that people come to us and so they know what they... It's easy to open an account.
Yeah.
We're not as... And I'll use this in a positive way. We're not as strict as banks on ID. A lot of banks have ID requirements, and if you don't fit those requirements, it can be very difficult to get an account with them. But if you come to a credit union, we help as much as possible. That's mm-hmm. what we're there for. We're there for our members.
Absolutely.
We're a mutual organisation. So therefore, we help our members. If people come in early, we can get an account set up for them, and we can prepare. To open an account, you can open an account for £1. To be an active member, you only have to have £5 with us. So as I say, if I can get that message out there, if people are interested in it, please come to a credit union early so we can help you set it up early.
Fantastic. Like I say, I'm a member of the credit union myself. My daughter is, my son is, and we find it just really, really useful and uncomplicated.
Well, we hope to be helpful as possible, as you say.
Yeah.
That's quite right.
If you are an InCommunities customer, InCommunities can also help you to open an account with the credit union, so you can provide information to an InCommunities member of staff who will be able to support that. And you will open a savings account alongside the budgeting account. InCommunities will give you £10. So an incentive, really, to help our customers to start to save and to manage their money through the credit union, because we do see the benefits of opening an account with the credit union. Mm. There are some other things, of course, that people will need support with. Going online is one. Mm-hmm. And again, we just make this plea that anybody that needs help and support to go online and be able to, one, make a claim, and then ultimately to manage that claim online. Whether you're in work or out of work, you will have to do this. Then let us know and we'll see what support and help we can give you in terms of training, guidance, support, so that we can help you get online, because we're keen to do that.
Absolutely. Now, what do you see as the future of this universal credit? Do you think we're going to have it for life, so to speak, or do you think it's going to evolve?
I think it's very difficult to see whether it be this government or any subsequent governments will turn the clock back. I think the journey's now gone too far. We've mm-hmm. already seen it introduced in Bradford to certain groups of people. And I think it's inevitable that it will become part of the way benefits are paid and claimed in the future. So I think it's here for the long journey.
Yeah.
Whether there are some tweaks to it in future, certainly around rent cost, and there are ways in which the DWP will pay landlords directly if people get into difficulties, mm-hmm. whether that gets tweaked further, obviously we'll just have to monitor and see. But the idea really is around that transition for people into work and into more work, and the fact you're getting a monthly payment means that you can compare what you were getting whilst you were in receipt of benefits to what you're getting in work, and generally the government have committed to work paying more. Now, whatever we think of the government, that's the intention, and certainly the opposition and the government have both said the same thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Dave and Andrew, thank you for joining us this morning. Can I just ask one more question, actually? Who is eligible for Universal Credit currently?
It will be people of working age. Mm-hmm. People that are currently in Bradford will be new claimants for Job Seekers Allowance,
okay,
that have not previously been in receipt of certain disability or non-work related benefits. So Employment and Support Allowance is another one, where they're not saying that it's a wrong decision to take them off that benefit. So essentially, someone in work currently, they lose their job, they need to sign on, claim Job Seekers Allowance. A single person, no children, they will move on to Job Seekers Allowance.
Universal Credit.
Sorry, Universal Credit, sorry.